Whether you're hitting the road or kicking back in the cab, it's time to take a load off with Big Rig Banter. Powered by alltruckjobs.com, your source for finding the trucking jobs drivers really want. Get ready to shift into gear and let the conversations roll.
All right, hello and welcome. Today is May 1st, and it is the 28th episode of Big Rig Banter. Lene, how are you doing today?
29, Troy.
Oh yeah, it is the 29th.
And can't you sound like a little more excited to be here? Like, it's May 1st.
All right, I'm sorry, you're right. It is May 1st. The weather's warm. I am feeling good. Lene, how are you doing? Are you enjoying the summer weather? You seem to be in a chipper mood.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited because travel season officially starts in like 2 weeks. I leave for Utah, and then I have a bunch of trips planned.
What else are you? Where do you plan on going? And am I included in these travel plans?
You can drive if you want. No, I'm flying to Utah for a few days. One of my best friends lives out there in Salt Lake City. And then the next weekend, I'm going to Pittsburgh. Then I'm driving from Pittsburgh to Woodstock, New York. Have you ever been there?
I have not, but I heard there was a big festivity that went down there not too long ago.
Yeah. So Woodstock, New York is actually where the Woodstock Music Festival was supposed to happen. But they ended up actually having the festival on a farm in Bethel, which is like an hour, maybe 45 minutes away. But anyway, the town of Woodstock is, a cute little hippie town, lots of shops and stuff. And of course, like, the festival still put the town on the map. So it's a cool place in the, I guess it's the Catskill Mountains of New York. So it's beautiful up there.
Nice. That sounds exciting. I'm not going to do much traveling. I'm going to be doing a lot of wedding planning still.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You are still going through with that.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, she didn't run away yet. But I
don't know how.
I know. Early September's the wedding, and so we'll be doing a lot of planning. I might take a beach trip or hang out with some friends. I do have some off days planned, but I don't know exactly. We're going to be doing a honeymoon up to Maine shortly after the wedding, so that's going to be really exciting. That's the furthest I'll ever have been traveled.
Oh my gosh. Well, Maine will be beautiful in the fall. Hopefully you can plan it out where you're there when it's like peak foliage.
For sure. I'm excited. But truckers, we have an exciting episode for you today. We're doing some safe driving tips for summer. We've covered winter driving tips before, but summer actually has some different hazards to look out for, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So Troy was able to get an interview for everyone listening, and in that interview, they kind of discuss the different things that you might encounter in the summer. And I don't know if anyone saw on YouTube, but Troy and I published last week a video where we went over some ways to protect your skin from the sun. So you can check that out as well. And feel free to share it. Tag us, hashtag Big Rig Banner on Twitter. So we know that the conversation's starting, but that's just, some tips to avoid that trucker tan. I know one time I was driving through the Mojave Desert, and that was the first time I realized that you could actually get sunburn in the car, and my whole left arm was exceptionally tanner than my right size. So I'm sure you all can relate to that.
Yeah, and we also want to know what you thought of my glorious outfit in that video. I know Lene was a big fan of it. It was her idea.
Yeah, right. I really wanted to give him some Willie Nelson braids, but he wouldn't go for it.
Yeah, but we definitely enjoyed filming that video. Truckers, we hope you enjoy it. We want to see what you guys think of it. But let's jump into the interview. We're talking with Pax Rolf from Melton Truck Line. But let's give that a listen. All right, I'm here with Pax Rolf, the safety generalist at Melton Truck Line. Pax, how are you doing today?
Doing very well, thank you.
Good. The weather's warming up, and how does summer driving differ from winter driving? Obviously there's no ice or snow to worry about, depending on where you are, I guess, but there's still hazards while driving in the warm winter, are there not?
Absolutely. I think, unfortunately, one of the people don't think about summer driving as much as they do about the winter driving. The weather changes, and probably the first thing that comes out when we start talking about winter driving, and I do our publication, a safety topic guide that we put out, and this month's article, getting ahead of it, is on hydration and summer issues. We really just kind of start diving into heat injuries, because that's probably the biggest thing that's going to affect drivers as we go into the summer, as they get exposed to high temperatures, and being able to recognize when they're in danger and take action, or recognize when other drivers are in danger and take action, and also the things that they can do to help prevent those heat injuries.
And what's the biggest misconception about summer driving? You know, I think a lot of truckers realize, like, it's summer and they can either just roll the windows down or just crank the air conditioner up, but it's definitely more dangerous than I think people think.
Yeah, absolutely. One of our terminals at Melton Truck Lines is down there in Laredo, Texas. And it's funny, I think probably if I looked up the temperature, today's temperature for Laredo, it's probably in the 90 degrees, might be touching 100. So as you get down in those southern states, Florida and Texas and Arizona, the temperatures can come up real quick in early spring. So you've got to be prepared. You've got to, hydration is one of the biggest things. Mm-hmm. If you know that the weather's going to be hot that day and you're going to be out there working in it, you got to be, thirst is your guide. If you're feeling a little bit thirsty, then you should probably be drinking some water. You also want to alternate some sports beverages maybe in with that, some Gatorades. Avoid caffeine, which for a truck driver is going to be horrible because you can't get me without my coffee. Mm-hmm. And, I may be an office guy now, but I've got 4 or 5 years of flatbed under my belt. So I've been out there and done that. And experience these things. I can remember a time when I worked a day and helped a couple of other drivers get their loads secured because they weren't experienced with the flatbed, and so helped them get their load secured, and then I ended up having to do my load and then hit the road. And I probably got no more than an hour or two into that drive, and I didn't feel well. Mm-hmm. And it was almost like I wasn't tired, but I was still kind of just really drained. And so I pulled over and I just stopped for the night. And I can't tell you that when I woke up, it was really odd. And I recognized at that point that I had been suffering from heat exhaustion. Mm-hmm. And so when you get to that point, and it's not hard to do because it kind of sneaks up on you. You really got to kind of be aware and be prepared for those things. So, we put the P charts up every summer in the bathroom so that you can detect the color of your urine. Mm-hmm. and tell what your hydration level is. Hopefully guys don't turn that into too much of a competition.
And
just how clear they can get.
Yeah, and before drivers hit the road, what are some things they should be inspecting? I know, obviously, with the hot macadam, that can put some wear and tear on the tires, for sure. What are things drivers should definitely keep in mind before they even head onto the road?
Absolutely, because, a driver is a big part of it, but then the truck is the other part of the equation. And, tires is the first thing. That's your contact with the road. During the winter months, you might actually get away with a tire that's not inflated as much as it should be. Mm-hmm. And the danger there is an underinflated tire is going to get really hot and eventually blow out. And in the winter, it may not reach that temperature to have a blowout, but when you're in the summer and the hotter temperatures, absolutely an underinflated tire, especially on your steer axle, is going to be a huge danger. So you want to pay attention to tire pressures, checking those on a regular basis. Pretty much I tell the guys, every time you get fuel, you need to check those tire pressures. And I think there's truck stops that are doing tire pressure check stations also. Nice. as a service. Yeah. You know, and every evening when you finish your day, or at least that's what we teach here at Melton, is, you know, you do a really good post-trip. A lot of guys call it a pre-trip. We do it as a post-trip. And, you know, there's 120 inspection points that you do just on the cab of the trailer. But the main ones in the summer you're really wanting to make sure of is, you know, does your air conditioning work? Because mm-hmm. that's what you're going to be using to cool off. And then from there, you're looking at your hoses, make sure those are in good condition and they're not cracked and that the clamps are tight and, you know, they look okay. And then, you know, your coolant level, do you have some extra coolant? That's something that you might want to consider, you know, putting in your side boxes. You know, you've got an extra a jug of coolant with water to be able to, you know, replenish it if you lost some. You know, it's a good spring cleaning thing. It's nice to you know, get the truck washed and get all the winter salts and stuff and you know, get the inside of the truck cleaned out and just kind of generally make a healthier environment. Particular to flatbed, we've mm-hmm. got some freight that tends to be temperature sensitive that we'll warn guys about. And, you know, not that it makes it dangerous, but it's a concern that you want to be able to, you know, pay attention to it, that, hey, this freight reacts to temperature. Rolled roofing and plastic pipe come to mind as stuff that we talk about. And then just having, you know, having some emergency supplies, you know, a couple extra gallons of water, because if the truck was to break down, you may be in some areas kind of on your own for a little while and have to be self-sufficient. And I think most truck drivers are kind of that mindset, that they like to be out there, you know, by themselves, open road and self-sufficient. So I think a lot of guys think about that.
And, you know, recently we just put out a video talking about that driver's tan that some of you guys get, where you kind of have the one-arm sunburn going on. Do you have any other tips for driving in the sun? I know that's a big issue. I know there was a photo circulating around online of a driver that actually half his face, you could tell the wear and tear that the sun did on his face, and it was really drastic.
I can tell you that driver is not a flatbedder. We get outside the truck enough and work in the sun that we get a chance to even out that tan. Mm-hmm. But I can see how that happens. You know, what comes to mind is as predatory as truck stops can be with the stuff that they sell, the prevalence of cheap sunglasses. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having a few extra pair just laying around at any moment, because we have cameras in our trucks, and so we get to do a lot of after-accident analysis. And we really like it because in many cases, the camera footage has exonerated our drivers mm-hmm. in accidents that were initially being blamed on us. But I saw a couple accidents recently, and I don't know if it was due to the time change, but you could absolutely tell that the sun coming directly at the driver was a factor in them not being able to recognize the, you know, in one case, a guy ran over a stop sign, just clean ran over a stop sign that was granted in the middle of the road, mm-hmm. but he was making a turn. And you could tell how much the sun was a factor, you know, and as you're coming up to traffic lights with the sun behind them, a lot of times it's hard to tell. But, a good pair of polarized lenses can be really helpful. And then I go back to a book I read a long, long time ago called Baba Black Sheep, and it was about Pappy Boyington, the ace fighter pilot, had a TV show for a while, too. And a little trick that he wrote about in the book that he would spot enemy aircraft coming out of the sun was he would just close one eye and hold his thumb over the sun. And he said, you know, you could then see around. and I've used that trick, pulling out of my driveway in the morning and trying to pull onto the highway when the sun is, you know, I'm looking into the sun to see oncoming traffic, and I'll squint one eye and put my thumb over the sun, and sure enough, I can see the, you know, what traffic's coming down the road at that point.
That's really interesting. That's definitely cool, and if it works for a fighter pilot, I'm sure it can work for plenty of truckers as well.
Yeah.
But so what about storms? You know, we're actually in the middle of a flood warning today up here in Pennsylvania, but what's the protocol when driving during a storm, or even worse, driving during a tornado warning?
Well, unfortunately, Milton has a unfortunate history with tornadoes. Mm-hmm. In 1993, there was an F4 that nearly missed our Tulsa terminal. And then in April of 2011, the tornado that hit Birmingham was a direct hit on our terminal. And we had a driver that was actually on premises at the time and was on the phone with our Tulsa dispatch extended coverage and talking through it with him. And they, you know, told him that the shelter is the bathroom in there. And wow, that was the only part of the building that survived. And that driver was absolutely unhurt. That's the main thing. You got to seek out the nearest shelter. And for drivers, that's a little tough. Personally, I was still on the road when the tornado hit Joplin, and drove through there the night after. And I was just amazed at just the devastation that, that happens with those. And I saw I think it was a Love's or a Flying J truck stop that was exit 11 there, I think, in Joplin, and just that it was leveled. It was incredible. But many drivers survived that because there was stories going around. You know how drivers are on the CB going mm-hmm. around the next day about guys that were in their trucks and were okay, and then guys that, you know, everybody got into the building and was able to cram into the shelter, you know, the places that they've got designated as shelters in there.
And speaking of,
I think a lot of lives are saved.
Yeah, and speaking of the CB, is that something that'll get kind of relayed through the CB radio when there is a storm warning, or is that more of something that truckers are relying on just the traditional kind of AM FM radio to find out?
I would say that most trucks that I've been in have a weather capable radio. And that would be the first place that I would go to. And of course, in these days of the internet and everybody having a computer on their hip and in their pocket, you know, you've got live radar with your, you know, with your weather app. And I know I've been around here when there's a weather alert and everybody's iPhone just immediately goes beep, 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 beep. Mm-hmm. It's almost hard to not be aware of some of that stuff, but as a driver, we should be planning our day, and you know, your day can start out in one place and end up in another, and you've got to kind of, you know, have an eye as to, you know, what my future holds. I'm, you know, going to be 600-700 miles away from here today, know where that is, and dig into the weather a little bit and see what the chances are that you're going to be going through something like that. So preparation, as always, is key.
Well, Pax, I thank you for stopping by to speak with us on the podcast. Do you have any other summer driving tips?
I would say, you know, in the summer, traffic tends to go up. A lot of people out on vacation and out on breaks, and a lot more driving around goes on when the weather gets better. And I'd also say that you'd be aware that there's going to be a lot more construction because the, you know, with the longer days and the better weather is going to allow the construction crews to get out there and do their thing. So those are the other things that I'd think of.
Awesome. Well, once again, a big thanks to Pax Rolfe from Melton Truck Line. Pax, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Anytime.
All right, and once again, a big thanks to Pax Rolfe. He provided a lot of great summer driving tips for you truckers. You know, you're not driving in winter anymore, but there's still tons of hazards on the road, so make sure you're keeping an eye out for that. Again, truckers, if you like what you're hearing, please feel to leave us a review on iTunes and any other place you're listening to this. We really appreciate the feedback, whether it's positive or negative. We want to put out the best product for you guys. But Lene, what you got?
I just wanted to chime in and say that anyone who's listening for the first time, Big Rig Banter is powered by All Truck Jobs. All Truck Jobs is a job board. You can visit that website. You'll find tons of resources as far as where to find a job, maybe even just how to get your CDL, and then a lot of blogs on there just with all kinds of tips for driving.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of great content coming out. We're working on a ton of different videos and animations as we speak, so feel free to check out the website. But once again, I'm your co-host, Troy Diffenderfer.
And I'm your favorite co-host, Lene Rule.
And this has been Big Rig Banter.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of Big Rig Banter. For your next job, check out alltruckjobs.com, the premier online source for finding the best driver jobs in the country. Browse hundreds of positions by freight or driver type to get back on the road with confidence. Click subscribe to keep the conversations coming. Until next time on Big Rig Banter.